and landed clumsily. The gravity was fractionally higher than Widdershin's. He drew aside a curtain and saw a sun, flattened by refraction, dipping below a rugged horizon. It was an anemic red. And something small flew jerkily past the window, found an open section and flitted in. Dom saw the metallic sheen of its wings as it hovered around the light and the haze of its tiny airscrew. It was a Laoth moth. The sun out there was Tau Ceti, and it was getting pale because the atmosphere was almost dust-free. He felt pleased with himself. The bronze doors at the far end of the room swung open and Isaac walked in. "Hi, Boss," he said wearily. "How do you feel?" "My chest feels like someone's been sticking pokers in it," said Dom ruefully. "The last I remember, I was on Minos."
"That's right. We found you at the entrance to the maze with your chest half caved in. That Ig was keening fit to bust."
Dom sat down.
"At the entrance to the maze? How did I get there? Hey, did you look in the centre?"
The robot nodded.
"Sure, but our centres, if you see what I mean.
Another attempt, huh?"
Dom told him.
Isaac said, "Your grandmother arrived not long after. Hershugan and I thought, well, you were dying, and the Drunk is a fast ship."
"Yes, okay, but this isn't Widdershin's. She stopped off here so you could get treatment. Those goo-goo bodies aren't infinitely self-repairing.
Of course, this is your home, isn't it?"
Isaac stiffened. "I am a citizen of the galaxy, Boss. Yes, this is the old place, Workship 3, Factory Complex 19. That's where I sprang from."
He looked round the room. "Mind you, we never got to see the inside of this place. Between ourselves, I don't like it. Do you know I'm the only bot in the place?"
"Knock it off. There must be servants," said Dom, looking for some clothes.
"Sure. Humans. I tell no lie, sir."
Dom gaped at him. "And one of them called me sir. In my cube, any human who calls a robot sir is due for a bunch of knuckles."
"Cool down and find me some clothes. I want to see this place before it vanishes," said Dom.
They walked out of the room and along a broad, deep-carpeted corridor. Isaac led the way through several large, over-furnished halls until they reached a pair of silvered doors. Two men in brown and gold livery opened the doors hurriedly and stood to attention as they passed through. Dom heard a mechanical growl in Isaac's throat. A circular table with a central well filled the room. Dom's gaze first caught Joan. She dominated the room, as usual, in a long midnight purple dress and a black wig that matched her skin. She smiled faintly. Next to her was a tall, fat man, built almost on Josk lines. Dom recognised him as the Emperor Ptarmigan. Next to him was Kajar, even at this moment rising from her seat before racing round the table to embrace Dom. By her sat a boy about Dom's age, regarding him thoughtfully. The rest of the table was made up of the usual run of board directors and senior planetary management. Kajar embraced Dom and kissed him.
"I knew you'd turn up here. Dom, you're green," she gasped. "Have you been fishing?"
"Sort of," he said.
"Come and join us. We were just starting dinner. Tali, could you move along? If you crush up a bit, Isaac can find room too," she added brightly.
"Sure," said the boy, grinning at Dom.
"Me, madam? Dine with humans?" said Isaac coldly, gazing fixedly at the liveried men standing behind the diners.
"Don't be embarrassed. We're all one big integrated circuit here," said Kajar.
Dom leaned close to the robot and murmured, "Sit down and look pleasant, or I will personally disassemble you with nails, teeth and toes."
End of CD 4.